The only shadow on my happiness was Captain Jaggery. He came on deck infrequently, and when he did, he was enveloped in the murkiest gloom. Rarely did he speak to anyone but the mates, Mr. Hollibrass and Mr. Johnson now, and only then to give orders or rebukes. Naturally, the captain was the principal subject of endless scuttlebutt in the forecastle during off-watch times. Ewing claimed there was tension between the captain and the first mate because Mr. Hollibrass didn't approve of Jaggery's ways.
"Don't you believe it," said Keach,
who, if anything, had grown more tense since his demotion.
"Hollibrass is gloved to Jaggery's hand."
Fisk insisted Jaggery's keeping below so much was only a case of his wanting to hide the welt on his face, of hiding himself in shame. It was Grimes who swore he was pressing us to make a crossing in good time, and so prove he'd done no wrong. But it was Foley who said that I was the cause of the captain's every move. "What do you mean?" I demanded.
"I've seen him,"
Foley insisted.
"Studied him. He doesn't come out unless it's your watch. One eye keeps the ship in trim, but the other..."
"What?" I said, sensing already that he was right.
"He's always watching you,"
Foley said, looking around at the others for confirmation.
"And there's nothing but hatred in his eye."
The others nodded in agreement. "But why?" I asked.
"He's waiting, wanting you to make a mistake," Morgan put in, taking a deep pull on his pipe, then filling the forecastle with its acrid smoke.
"What kind of mistake?" I asked.
"Something he can use against you. Something to set him right. Look here, Charlotte, you boxed him in."
"I did?"
"It was that first moment you joined us. You mentioned your father, didn't you? Said he'd approve of what you've done?"
"He would. He believes in justice."
"Be that as it may, Jaggery didn't know what to do. He gave way. Not a thing he likes, you know. So now I say he's waiting for a mistake on your part to set himself back up."
"I don't intend to make a mistake," I stated proudly. Fisk spat upon the floor.
"Neither does he,"